And welcome into another episode of the Vigilant Sports Pacers podcast. I'm Scott Agnes, coming to you on location on the west side of Indianapolis at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, where Victor Oladipo will be this weekend. He was the selection to drive the pace car for the 102nd running of the Indy 500, which will begin about noon on Sunday. It's a big honor for Victor, who's really embraced this city of Indianapolis as his second home. Grew up in Maryland, but Indy, this is where he became a man, down in Bloomington. And then now, over his last year, less than a year really, since the Pacers acquired him in a trade, he's coming off career numbers. He's almost certainly going to be named the most improved player in the NBA. That won't be announced, though, for another month, on June 25th. Most recently, he was announced as first-team all-defense squad, part of that group. And this is something even his college coach, Tom Crean, predicted, I remember, back on October 18th, how important it could be for him to not only lead this Pacers team, but to also get it started as the head of the snake on defense. So that was a huge honor for him to be named a top-five defender in the league, part of that all-defensive first team. Today on the podcast, I'll be talking with Indianapolis Motor Speedway President Doug Bowles about the selection process each year for the pace car driver, the responsibilities and more that Victor Oladipo will have when he returns to Indianapolis this weekend, flying back up from Miami, where he's already gotten started with his off-season training. This is a big honor for him. For one, you get to go fast. It's an incredibly fast pace car, which I'll get to in just a bit. It's a 2019 Corvette, the ZR1 pace car. He'll be the one to lead the field to get the race started coming up on Sunday. And he's one of just three non-racing athletes that will drive the pace car. Jim Harbaugh did in 2013. That's, of course, while he was a coach. And then Lance Armstrong back in 2006. He is also the first active Indianapolis sports athlete, whether it's Colts, Pacers, no one else before him has been selected. So this is a huge honor for Victor, and I know it's something he's certainly looking forward to. A popular homecoming is how they phrased it to announce this honor. Little info about his role. He'll get here on Saturday and be able to test it. He's a guy that really wants to get it right, whatever he's doing. So that's important to him. And as Doug Bowles will explain, Chevy's flying in an elite driver to train him about this car. It's a supercharged V8 engine, 755 horsepower, an 8-speed car out there. Now, it does make it easier. It's an oval course, so you just turn left and you do it four times. But this is a special ride for him, and you can see pictures of it at VigilantSports.com. We've been doing the radio show inside the Pace Car Garage throughout the month, and it is a beauty that you had Pacers Gaming out here earlier this week, taking a look, number one, at just the track, this facility, this 2.5-mile oval. But as part of that experience, Eddie White, a Pacers PR, and others were taking him around this great facility. And including in that tour, of course, was through the Chevy Pace Car Garage, where they had three of this Corvette ZR1, one of which Victor will drive coming up on Sunday. It can accelerate 0 to 60 in 2.85 seconds, can reach a top track speed of 212 miles per hour. Yeah, outside of this track, why would you need that? There is no need to go right above 85, 90 for a car. And so we know from what we've seen from Victor on the floor, he loves just driving, attacking, and has that need for speed. Well, he'll get his own fix of that in a different light on this 2.5-mile oval in this 2019 Corvette ZR1 pace car. Before coming here for some training, Victor will participate in the 500 Festival Parade in downtown Indianapolis. And that's a one way for Victor to say thank you to the fans, and the fans to say thank you to him as well for this special season that he was an integral part of for this Pacers group, as they won it 48 games, got to the postseason, and took LeBron James and the Cavs to 7 games. Ultimately, one big step forward, but they have a ways to go, and I think it's an exciting offseason, certainly for this Pacers team and what they can do next. And yeah, he's all about that already. After 2 weeks off, has gotten back into the groove of things with his training sessions down in Miami with David Alexander. But first up, he'll return to Indianapolis this weekend to be the pace car driver, the parade on Saturday, and then he'll be all over IMS on Sunday and behind the wheel to lead the 33-car field to the start of the Indy 500. And the race can be seen nationally on ABC. All right, let's now talk to Doug Bowles, the president of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway here out at IMS. He's a very busy guy full of coffee, I'm sure, during this time, so let's get right to it. Victor Oladipo selected as the pace car driver, and I think at least locally, Doug, there's probably not a better selection out there.
You know, there certainly isn't locally, and for us, one of our biggest challenges every year is who should drive the pace car. You want somebody that makes a statement, somebody that people recognize, and we started thinking through it, and for what Victor Oladipo did with the team, really what the entire team did, and the way they represented the city of Indianapolis around the country, we thought, here's a guy that's local, but on a national stage, he's a perfect guy to drive our pace car, and we can't wait. So that's really where the decision came. It's almost a thank you to the Pacers for the way they represented us this year. It's just a great team to watch. We had so much fun watching them. I got to a lot of games this year. I know a lot of our drivers were at some of the games. And then to bring Victor out, I think is going to be a lot of fun. And I couldn't believe the reception, especially in Indiana, that we got. And we've got Sports Center interest, and a whole bunch of other people are going to come cover Victor as much,
right?
Absolutely, as much as they were going to cover the Indy 500, which is pretty cool.
What he's been able to do just in 6 months of time here since being traded here has been incredible. Can you walk us through the selection process? Is it your decision? Is it a committee? What goes into this decision annually?
It's a collaborative decision between us and the folks at Chevrolet. You know, Chevrolet is our pace car partner. In fact, we start the conversation in the fall every year, typically at the NASCAR year-end banquet in Vegas, which is late November, early December, and we start putting a list of folks together. And we had five or six people on the list, and as we got through the Christmas break and started to define things, the next time we really think about it is at the Daytona 500. We all get together down there. We floated the idea of Victor, and the folks at Chevrolet thought, you know, that's kind of an interesting one. And as we got a little bit further into the season, they called us and said, hey, this is a great idea. Let's figure out if he'd like to do it.
Outside of obviously leading the field to start the 102nd running, are there any other responsibilities for a pace car driver?
Well, the biggest thing is he becomes sort of an ambassador of the event, right, in the weekend. So he'll be involved in the parade, which will be a cool experience for him because it'll be an opportunity for people to thank him.
Yeah,
they will go crazy, and he'll have a blast. The parade is a lot of fun. He'll be here, be on the red carpet, get a chance to say hello to some of the fans, and then it's really a serious business in terms of driving the pace car. And this year, even more so, because the pace car has more horsepower than an IndyCar, right? It's 755 horsepower, 0 to 60 in 2.8 seconds, and a top speed of 212 miles an hour. So it's not for the faint of heart. In fact, Chevrolet is flying in their top performance driver trainer to come in and help Victor go through the process of getting trained so that he's comfortable behind the wheel of the car. And it's a pretty big deal when you lead those 33 guys and gals who, at the end of the day, want you out of the way because they want to go racing, to lead them to the green flag.
I was going to say, fortunately, the course is very simple. You turn left four times and you're there. But learning the car and the specifics with that, and I assume someone will be sitting in with him as he's going on, correct?
Yeah, so he'll have somebody riding alongside him that's talking to race control the whole time. So they will be saying, you know, pace car roll out, pace car 60 miles an hour, 70 miles an hour, 80 miles an hour as the speed goes up. And then when it's time, when they're coming to the green, Victor will be full on the throttle, getting himself out of turn four and off the racetrack. So he'll be way into the three digits in terms of speed as he gets into pit lane to make sure that he's out of the way for the field to get started.
Certainly being the president, you've had the opportunity to ride at high speeds around that track. What does that feel like? Have you done a two-seater? What does that feel like for people at home?
So I've not done a two-seater. I'll drive the pace car occasionally out here, and I'll drive the Camaros and all out here. There's just something really cool about running at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, and the Chevy products that we have to drive come with significant, even the Camaros are 400 plus horsepower, and it's pretty easy to go way too fast at the speedway. And I think the thing that Victor will have the most fun is the training will be really fun for him, and then he'll get an opportunity post training to just really go out and drive, less about the process and the regulated speeds that sort of lead up to the time the cars go green. But he'll have a blast, and typically that's what happens. The pace car drivers don't want to get out of the car after they've been trained because it's so much fun. You don't have to worry about getting pulled over. You have to worry about somebody pulling out of the gas station and running into you, you T-boning them. So he will find that it's a blast to drive that car, and my guess is he won't want to stop.
When will that process be? Will that be Saturday afternoon?
So I think Victor arrives on Friday evening, and then we'll get him in the car as quickly as we can Friday evening, and probably have some time as well on Saturday for him in the car, and just want to make sure he's completely comfortable and is comfortable with the process. And you know, when Ron Fellows gets in here tonight, that's who will be training him. And Ron owns the Corvette Driving School in outside of Vegas, which is the main driving school for Chevrolet. So he will be in good hands, and I'm sure he's going to like I said, he's going to have a blast. And the car is an amazing car.
Is that typical for Chevy to fly in an elite driver to train?
No, this is unique only because there's so much horsepower in this car, okay. and it's as much Victor's request. I think when we first asked him, Victor's first response was, "Okay, who's going to help me make sure that I do this right?" He's a highest level athlete, right? He wants to be perfect in everything he does, and those guys understand the importance of coaching. And Chevrolet said, "Look, if that's what he wants, we're going to bring the best people in to make sure he's 100% comfortable with the process." So we'll get him up to speed tomorrow.
One of the things that I think is unique about this selection too is he's, I believe, the first active athlete in this city, and only one of three now. Athletes non-racing wise, you had Jim Harbaugh and Lance Armstrong, and that's really it to hold this honor.
Yeah, absolutely, and you're right. I didn't even think about it from a really proper, active athlete. It's pretty cool that he's going to do that. And again, this is just a way for us as the Speedway to say thank you to Victor, and really thank you to the Pacers and the players and the team, and just the way they represented this city and this state in their NBA playoff run. And I think a lot of us look. I don't think I can get fined for this. I think the refs weren't really excited about getting us through round two. It had nothing to do with our team. It's just really neat to root for a bunch of great guys who care about our community.
One of the things that I think is really special about this city, Doug, is how the teams, the franchises, are so together. During the Colts draft, you have the Pacer franchise tweeting at them. During the 500, I'm sure you'll get tweets from the other teams. And like you said, kind of during the intro, we'll see drivers at so many games, whether it's James Hinchcliffe or Connor Daly, yourself, right there courtside.
You know, Hoosier hospitality, Hoosier pride, the way we work together is a real thing, right? And you see it in the way that all the sports franchises get together. So to the extent the Pacers are successful, that's great for the Colts. To the extent the Colts are, it's great for us. We all work well together. You know, we have a lot of branding down at the field house is really important for us. We activate in a suite with the Colts. We work with the Indians. It's really a lot of fun. To just really care about the community and to be associated with a bunch of teams or sporting events that want Indianapolis to be on the map and do it in the right way.
One of my favorites is the in-game promotion during a timeout where they go up to the video board and there's three random drivers up there, and I think whomever wins, a section wins something, and that's always cool. And also throughout the game you'll have sounds of Indy cars, which is very unique, obviously, here to Indy.
Absolutely, and that's the fun stuff. So like the Colts, just last week when their rookie class showed up into town. Yeah. They bring their rookie class out here every year, so they get a chance to, you know, see what Indianapolis is about. Not just hang out at the Colts complex, but really expose them to a lot of things that are in our community. And that's really down to the fact that all of us work so well together and want to help each other out.
For you on race day, where do the pre-race ceremonies stand for you? Because for me, that including the first five laps, that's the best. That is what you do not want to miss.
So my favorite 30 minutes of the year, the 30 minutes that lead up to the command. And my favorite 90 seconds is probably back home again in Indiana. It is the 90 seconds of the year that, for me, I can't wait for. And I love the command. I love the green flag. I love the start. But back home again in Indiana is sort of pre-race is Christmas Eve. Back home again in Indiana is when you walk into see what was under the tree. And then the rest of it's Christmas Day. Your gifts are open. You're having a great time. But there's just something about those 30 minutes that lead up to back home again in Indiana that you just can't replicate. And there's a little bit of me when the crowd kind of dies down after Jim gets done singing back home again in Indiana for the second time, you know, Blackhawks guy coming down. That's another cool thing is, you know, working with the Blackhawks a little bit on that. There's a part of me that thinks, oh man, I got to wait a year to go do that all over again.
Yeah, it is the absolute best. There is nothing better than those pre-race ceremonies. And then pace car pulling into the pits, which will be Victor this year, and the green flag waving. Well, Doug, I know you're very, very busy this time of year. Thanks so much for sitting down with me, talking over the process, and confirming why Victor will be a perfect selection come Sunday.
Yeah, thank you. And I just, you know, to the Pacer fans, the Pacer organization, this is as much a thank you to them as it is a way to just celebrate Victor and all he's done for our community.